Katrina, good morning.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on. Katrina, were you one of those, part of that group of 20-odd, the young people that gathered for a party in the Fairfield last night?
I was, yeah. There weren't 20 of us. There was only 8 of us there.
Okay. I heard 20, but you're saying that it was a lot less than that.
Yeah.
Okay. And what were you doing?
Well, to be honest with you, Niall, we all just got together. Like, it's not often my friends and myself get together for a drink like that. So we said we just have a drink last night, because God knows when we're able to do it again, especially with all this going on.
Yeah.
As far as we all know, we're going to lockdown tomorrow. Like, we said we'd have our one last night out. Like,
what do you mean you're going into lockdown tomorrow?
Like, as far as we know, the country is going into lockdown. Like, there's going to be no more out. Like,
well, from midnight last night, all groups of people now, more than 4, unless it's the same family, can't hang out together, you know what I mean? And if they do go out, they have to have 2 meters. Are you aware of the 2 meter rule, you know, 6-7 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you know, when you were out last night, were you all staying apart from each other?
No, to be honest, yeah, we weren't. We weren't thinking of it there and then.
So you mixed with a load of other people who then went home to their families and you went home to your family and could have brought, you know about this virus, coronavirus, don't you?
Yeah, I know about that, yeah.
Okay. And you brought that home, possibly. How do you feel about that?
Sorry?
You could have brought it back into the house with you.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Does that worry you at all?
Yeah, of course it does, because I have 6 grandparents at home, like.
And they're in the house with you?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
And did your parents know that you were going to this party in the Fairfield?
No, to be honest, no, they didn't know. If right. They knew that, like they must know now because they've seen it on Facebook and things like. But like, for last night, they hadn't a clue.
And where did they think you were?
They thought that I was in my friend's house.
Do you mind me asking how old you are?
I'm 21.
And all of the others that were there last night, how old are they?
They're all around the same age. Well, 21, 22, 23.
And like, you know, in your house, you have grandparents living there.
Yeah.
And do you not think it was reckless or not a good thing to do?
Well, to be honest, at the time, like, we weren't thinking about that. Like, we were just thinking, we'd just go out for one last night and things like. But like, I see no harm in it. Like, the guards came. The guards, like, we didn't cause havoc. We didn't cause danger to anyone. We weren't causing trouble. We were keeping to ourselves. Yeah, we had the music and we were singing a bit loud, yeah. But we weren't causing any trouble. The guards came. They told us moved on. When they told us moved on, we went. We all went our separate ways. We all went home after the guards came. We didn't stay around. We didn't hang around there.
But that was only because the guards came, though. I mean, you wouldn't have done so otherwise.
Yeah.
And I had a lady onto us this morning who lives in the area who said that she said something to you guys to go away. She was very frightened, and that one of your group threatened to smash her window.
Well, as far as now, we were down the end of the Fairfield, and we haven't seen nobody around us. The only people that came around us last night was the guards. There was no lady around us at all.
You may not have seen it, but that's what she told me, that somebody told her to F off or we'll smash your windows.
But, like, my friends, they're not violent. My friends genuinely aren't violent people.
Where did you get the drink? Where did you get the drink from?
The off license.
Were there underage people amongst you drinking?
No, Jesus, no.
Okay.
We're all overage.
And do you know that you could kill people doing what you did?
I wasn't thinking of there and then. Like, I was thinking of being out with my friends because I'm not going to be able to spend time with them for God knows how long more.
Oh, I know,
like.
But are you guys not aware that this same message has been drilled into us for weeks now, to stay apart, don't mix?
Yeah, like, I am aware of that, but I wasn't taking this virus too serious at all, to be honest. But, like, I thought it was just like the swine flu or something like that again, like something plain, like. But I was looking into it more, and yeah, I think it is a bit more serious, but I wasn't too worried about it at the start of it, like.
Somebody else said, this may or may not have been you, but do be honest with me, that in your group, you guys were singing, we have the coronavirus, we have the coronavirus, to the guards.
We have the coronavirus to the guards?
Yeah, you were singing that.
No, we weren't singing that to the guards at all.
Okay.
There was nobody even talking about the coronavirus around us last night.
So what happens now if your grandmother or your granddad gets sick? You will be responsible for that.
Yeah, that's down on me then.
Did you feel that you were, how do you feel about that?
Well, obviously thinking of it now, like, I don't want them to get sick, like, and have my responsibility on top of it, like, but I wasn't thinking of it there and then.
Oh, and how did you get together? Like, did you all message each other to say that we'll meet, is it?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And did anybody who you messaged say no?
No, because we're all friends, like. We don't get together often, as I said, like, so we said we'd go for one last night, like. We're not planning on going out anymore, like, there was no other plan, like, after last night.
Yeah, but did you say that you were entitled to do it?
Yeah, we are entitled to go for a night out, like. It's like, it's not like we're out there causing trouble, it's not like we're out there looking for arguments, it's not like we're out there, like, God knows, like, doing what other people around the roads are doing. Like, we're not out there robbing cars, we're out there hitting people, we're not doing anything, we're just sticking to ourselves and that's
it. But this is worse than robbing cars. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I don't want to be lecturing you, like, I really don't, and I really appreciate you coming on, but I'm just wondering, is the message getting through to young people of your age?
To be honest, it's not. It's actually not. Some people, yeah, but, like, there's a majority of people that are still out around the place, like, and as far as I can see, like, it's not stopping anybody at the moment. Like, it's not going to happen.
Okay, have you learned from this, like, that this is just not on?
Yeah, of course I have. Like I said to my friends this morning, like, I'm staying in for now and I'm not going to be going back out. Like, it's as simple as that. But then there's, like, the people come on the underneath the post last night and talking about the way we were reared.
The way you were reared? Well, the question is being asked, do parents know where you guys are when you're having a drinking and a music party in the Fairfield? Is that not a reasonable question to ask?
Yeah, but there was two people come to me and about saying that we were dragged up and all this. We were far from dragged up. My grandparents were with me since I was 7 years of age, and they did not drag me up. If they knew I was out there last night, there would have been serious trouble over it.
You have a child yourself, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you understand family and protecting family and loved ones because you have a baby.
Yeah, of course I understand it. Like, but, like, I didn't see the problem with going out with my friends, like, last night. I genuinely didn't see the problem in it. Like, we weren't, like, it's not like we're out there to cause, like, trouble. It's not like we're maniacs out in the middle.
No, I didn't say anything about trouble or robbing cars or beating people up or anything.
That's the way it's been made out to be. Like, alright, we all understand that we should have kept away from each other, we should have kept inside home, whatever, like, but we went out, like, what's done is done now, like.
Yeah, you're not alone in this, apparently. It gets better. Somebody says, I passed Ballyvillan last night driving by the garage and there was about 6 or 8 boys aged 14 to 17 all together throwing stones at cars. There's another one. So you're not the only one out. It's not.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. That's not, like, what goes on up there, that's not got to do with me. Like, I'm not going to talk about that. Like, but I'm talking about me and my friend. We're for the furthest things from scumbags. We were out to look for trouble last night and then a woman is on about smashing her windows. A woman that none of us ever met in our whole entire life. We wouldn't even dream of saying anything like that to her. We didn't even see that woman last night.
Do you know any idea how many people are sick around the world or how many people have died so far?
No, because I don't listen to the news. I don't like listening to the news.
Right. 18,600 people have died and this is just the beginning of something that will go on for months.
Yeah, I know that.
Do you know how many people have died in Ireland or how many people are sick in Ireland?
No, I haven't a clue.
Okay. Would you like to know?
No. I genuinely don't know.
Why don't you want to know?
Because I don't want to hear about it. Like, I don't like hearing about all that stuff. Like, it's constant, and about debt and stupid stuff like that. Like, I don't want to know anything got to do with people dying or anything like that.
Well, you need to know that 7 people have died already and we're only at the start and 1,329 people have COVID-19. And that figure is going to multiply daily, weekly. We'll be talking tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, well, I know that. Like, but I know last night was wrong. We shouldn't have went out and done what we done. But like I said, we weren't out to cause trouble. We were out to enjoy ourselves. And it's not like it's going to happen every day of the week, because it don't. It genuinely don't.
maybe you'll learn from this, and maybe others like you will learn from this conversation with me. At least I can thank you for that much.
Yeah, hopefully, but I know me and my friends anyway, we're staying from now on. It's that clear, we know that ourselves.
Okay.
But like I said, we're not, like you said yourself, we're not the only group of people out.
No, that doesn't make it right, but you agreed to come on, and I am grateful to you for that. You need to watch, you need to keep an eye out on your grandparents now after that party.
Oh, I know that, of course I know that.
Take it seriously, Katrina, will you? Tell your friends to take it seriously.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thanks for taking the call. Cheers, take care.